everybody, and welcome to RPG Storytime, the channel where we take stories generated out of role-playing games and turn them into condensed podcasts. We just finished our campaign of Gangbusters, in which we went through every module made for the game. It was invented in the 1980s, and is about the 1920s and 30s gangland violence. You can go back to the earlier episodes and check those out. I'll be eventually taking the characters from those stories and making a book series with them. Speaking of books about the 1920s and 30s, I wrote a couple of nonfiction books about that era. One is called The Great Heist, which is the story of the largest bank robbery in history and how all the money was returned. The other is called Two Gun Heart, which is the true story of Al Capone's long-lost brother who was a prohibition officer in Nebraska. Yes, that's actually a real thing. They're both available on Amazon and all e-readers, as well as my own website, bandwagononline.com. All the links are below. Today's episode is going to be about that. It's a short documentary I made about Two Gun Heart, telling his real-life story. There will be more about gaming next time. But this episode, I thought I'd close out Gangbusters with an amazing story. I hope you enjoy it, and happy gaming, everybody!
My dad was in this hotel or motel. They were gambling in he was playing poker or whatever, cards at a table, and there was four or five guys around there, and they were drinking a little bit of liquor and so forth. And after so long, my dad told me, he says, you guys are all under arrest, and I'm going upstairs, and you better be here when I come back, because I know where you live, I know who you are, and so forth. So he went upstairs. Pretty soon he come back down, all dressed in a big white outfit with a big 10-gallon hat and two guns on each side, all dressed up, and come down there and he arrested these guys.
His name was Richard Hart. The local Indian population called him Two Guns. What very few people knew, however, was that this dramatic figure of a man was the brother of the most notorious gangster in the world, Al Capone. The northbound train snaked its way through the soft hills of eastern Nebraska in the spring of 1919. It slowed near the tiny town of Homer, population 500, where a lone individual hopped off and strolled into town. He was the classic Western figure, a man with no identity, no family, and no past.
He got that. He took it from this William S. Hart that was a movie star. And that's probably where he took the name of Hart. I don't know if many people remember him or not, but he was quite a movie star. He was a Western movie star at one time, William S. Hart.
From what I had gathered, like down the local barbershop, that the old-timers would talk a lot about Grandpa Two Gun, but the people more my father's age and that, the next generation, wouldn't talk too much about it because what they knew of the family was when they found out the family was, that Grandpa Hart was related to the Capones.
On January 16, 1920, the 18th Amendment to the Constitution took effect. The era of Prohibition had begun, and a new era of gangsters came with it. Bootlegging became the income of racketeers who spread throughout the cities like viruses. The low popularity of the law made the job of enforcing it very dangerous. Just the kind of challenge Richard was hoping for. He donned his cowboy outfit, strapped his pearl-handled pistols to his belt, and joined up. Within the first few weeks on the job, he shut down five stills and captured a horde of moonshiners. Already a man perpetually in disguise, Richard created different roles to portray which allowed him to access the bootleggers. Once he revealed himself, his toughness with his hands and his skill with a gun allowed him to take in a record number of criminals in every part of the state. Within a year, Two Gun Heart had become the most feared name among bootleggers in the Midwest. But not everyone was enthusiastic of Richard's methods. Complaints from some of his superiors ranged from assaults on suspects to a lack of finished paperwork.
So my dad, they were at this in the jail, and this big guy said, well, he says, if you didn't have that badge on and those guns, he says, I'd take care of you, whip you, you know, and he took his guns and his badge off. And there was another guy there, and he told him, he says, you locked the cell. And my dad got into the jail cell with him because he just beat the hell out of him.
Richard's success as a prohibition agent caught the attention of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, who had been trying to regulate rampant alcohol abuse on the reservations for years. When offered this dangerous position, Richard didn't hesitate to take the job.
In the 1920s, there was a shift in policy with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. They got away from the forced assimilation of the Indian tribes into white society and started encouraging the cultural history of the tribes, but it would be decades before you would see any real positive results. As a result of the isolation, the lost history, the sense that their whole culture was gone, alcoholism was really on the rise. It's really hard to find numbers, but by the 20s, it's estimated that about 40 to 45% of the Indians on the reservations were alcoholics. This is about 20 times what the rate was in the white society at that time. It's into this culture of alcoholism and bootlegging and all kinds of crime that Richard Hart found himself still in Nebraska when he was doing his prohibition work on the reservations. This is the kind of society that he found himself getting into.
He's a legend among the Native Americans. We've been told and somewhat verified that he obviously not only spoke just English and Italian, but he also spoke Lakota as well as Omaha language.
He overseen this, the powwow and what was going on. And this came from a fellow that wrote me from Florida one time. He wrote a letter and told me that he'd went up these powwows one time. And he said he'd see this guy riding on this horse around all the time, wonder what he was. But he said he was around a bunch and there was getting to be a fight, kind of getting started. And the one Indian said to the others, he said, well, if you guys don't behave or quit, he says, I'm going to call Two Gun Hart down here and he'll get a stop. Well, they stopped it right away.
He was often gone for days, riding into the prairie on horseback, tracking bootleggers who were experts at hiding their wares. Criminals hated him, and the elders adored him. He learned the Indian languages and cultures. He worked with local leaders and inspired children. Even those he punished typically respected him because he faced them personally and got involved in their lives and rehabilitation. He was different from any other BIA agent they had ever seen. Outgoing, flamboyant, and very charming. Ironically, still dressed in his hat, boots, and two guns, he showed that the cowboy and Indian could be friends.
Well, my grandfather, like we've mentioned, tracked a lot of bootleggers. And one time when he was up on the Pine Ridge at a powwow up there, he heard about a transaction that was going to take place with some bootleggers. And so he wanted to catch them in the act. So on the powwow grounds, what he did was the place near where the transaction was going to take place, he hid in amongst a bunch of children that were playing. And when the bootlegging transaction took place, he jumped out to get the bootleggers, which he did, but in doing so, he scared the children. They ran screaming, and from that point on, they gave him a name in Lakota, which is Sioko, which translates into a big hairy thing. So that's how he got his Lakota name, Sioko.
After my dad, you know, when Prohibition was over, naturally he lost his job because being a prohibition officer, there's no more need for it. And yeah, it was pretty tough for him. He came down in the Homer and he tried to do different things and didn't work out.
Richard reconnected with the remains of the Capone family in Chicago. He was so famous for being known as Two Gun Hart that people would draw a picture of two revolvers, send it to Homer, and the letters still got to him. He continued to work with the Indian reservations, fought for their rights, taught Boy Scouts, and told of his many adventures to the locals. On October 1st, 1952, Richard Two Guns Hart, the most feared and respected prohibition agent of the Midwest, rode to his final frontier when he died of a heart attack. He was 60 years old.
Hart, in Washington alone, rounded up some 20 killers. Busted a lot of moonshiners, a lot of bootleggers, cleaned up a lot of the alcohol problem on the reservations. Overall, I think he built some bridges, too, between the white culture and the Indian culture by adapting to their culture, really learning their languages, really trying to work with those people to better their lives.
And my grandfather, I believe, saw there was something wrong there and unjust. And it could have been because him coming to this country as an immigrant, as an Italian. We've all heard about how the Italians, the Irish were looked down upon and so forth. And he had that feeling, and I think that might have been part of why he worked with the Native Americans, because he saw that as well.
After his death, the news was finally released to the general public that one of the bravest and most successful prohibition agents in the country had been Al Capone's brother. After all of the stereotyping of Italians as mobsters and criminals, here was a shining example of someone who not only broke the stereotype, but had been one of the greatest examples of a truly untouchable law enforcement official.
We want to tell the story of who my grandfather was. To tell the real story about a real Italian-American that's unlike any other story before. An Italian-American who worked for the BIA, who was well-known with the Native Americans, but at the same time was on the opposite side of the law as one of his famous brothers. We would all be very proud to have this legacy passed on in history to everyone, and especially the family.